الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Him. We seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him, and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his family and his companion. In continuation of the series of Asma'illah al-Husna, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-afu, the pardoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon the sins, and whoever seek repentance would forgive him. So other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that regard, like Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the sins. But what's the difference between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Afu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafur will forgive your sins, but your sins will be there. You will know about it, but he's not going to hold you account for the sins. But when you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-afu, this means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase your sins, will make the angels who write your deeds will forget the sins that you committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your parts of your body will forget the sins that you committed. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-afu, will make the places on earth to forget what you have committed on them. Because in the day of judgment, your body parts will be witness on you and your sins. If you committed a sin with your hand will be witness. Your hand, your parts of body will say what you have committed. And in the day of judgment, you will ask your parts, how you come witness on me? They will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to be witness, and they cannot disobey Allah. But when you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-afu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all this forget your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon you. So that's the best way to supplicate, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon you your sins. When you are pardoned for your sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you to the paradise. And what's in the paradise? Prophet Moses alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, What's the lowest level in the paradise for one of the slaves? And what's the highest level? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that to Prophet Moses. The lowest level in the paradise for someone who will have several times like one of the kings of this earth. That's the lowest level. What's the highest level? No mind can conceive. No eyes and no ears and no brain will ever know. What's the highest level for the slaves in the paradise? Because that's what Allah prepared for His slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam described what the last person will enter paradise. That Allah in a divine hadith would say that that last person will enter paradise will go in the Sirat al-Mustaqim between the hill and the paradise and will be going slow, will fall in the hill and will come back again. Will be very hard for the person to cross that Sirat al-Mustaqim. But when he reached the other end, saved, he will look back and say, praise be to Allah that I was saved from falling in the hill as he was crossing the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So, since he was the last person to enter the paradise, he was calling and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get him near a tree that he sees in the horizon, so he may sit in the shade of the tree and drink from the water around it. In that divine hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell that slave, that's all what you need. You are not going to ask me for anything else. He said, yes, Allah, Lord of the Lords, that's all what I need. Just take me to the tree so I can drink and sit in the shade. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him to the tree. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him another bigger tree and will be more attractive to the slave from a distance. So the slave will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take him to the tree, the second tree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind that slave and tell him, didn't tell me that you're not going to ask me for anything else? He said, oh Lord of the world, that's all I need. Take me to that tree, and I'm not going to ask you for anything else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him to that second tree. And again, this is a divine hadith describing that conversation between the slave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he reached that second tree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him another tree closer to the gate of the paradise and will be more attractive for him to get to. And that slave asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get him to that location. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the slave that, didn't you tell me that I'm not going to ask for anything else? Yes, Lord of the Lords, I'm not going to ask for anything else. Just take me to that more beautiful tree than what's around it. So he went to that tree nearby the gate of the paradise. And he was able to hear and look and see what's going on in the paradise. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, just let him in that paradise. That's all he wants to get in. So, and whoever was narrating this hadith, divine hadith, was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And this, by the way, this hadith narrated in the Bukhari and Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was Ibn Mas'ud laughed. Then he asked the people around him, why you didn't ask me why I laugh? So the people asked him, why do you laugh? He said, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was narrating this hadith, divine hadith, he laughed. And he also brought Muhammad, asked the companion, why don't you ask me why I laughed? And the companion asked him, why do you laugh? He said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laughed on his slave. So the slave told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Lord of the Lords, you make fun of me? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, no, I'm not making fun of you, but I am able and I will do what I will. And he led him into the paradise. That's a divine hadith shown that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-afu. This is the last person will enter paradise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon him and forgive him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon all sins except if you make any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. In the Day of Judgment, in a hadith also narrated, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that one slave from the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Day of Judgment. And he committed sins enough that he had his record. So in the Day of Judgment, we're going to have a book for all what we have done. And the record of that person, three records, and they are unlimited of sins that team this person committed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the divine hadith also told that slave, do you disagree about anything in this record? Say, no, Lord of the Lords. Everything in this record I committed. Do you have any excuse? No, Lord of the Lords. I have no excuse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, but you have one good deed here that you, and in a card. That card would show that that person sincerely said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear witness that there's no deity except Allah. They bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. So the slave said, what this card going to do with all these bad records that I have? So they brought the account. On one side, all these sins on one side, and on the other side, that card that say, La ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pardoning, pardon all the sins because of the sincerity of the witnessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and witnessing that Prophet Muhammad is his slave and messenger. So with this, we'll find that when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always ask with this name, Al-Afu. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhubb al-afu fa'afu anna. In a hadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, what's the best prayer to say? Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that to say this, اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. Oh Allah, you pardon and you love to pardon, so pardon me. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-afu will erase all the sins that you committed, will make your body parts to forget your sins, will make the other slaves, if you have committed any sins that you're the any other person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this person also to forget your sins. So this is what we can do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-afu. And this is one of the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some names you can use it and you can apply it in your life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. So what's our part, or what we can do with the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-afu, the pardoning? In Hadithat al-Ifk, when it happened that some people accused Sayyida Aisha, a relative of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, her father, was one of the people that he was talking about Sayyida Aisha, that she was with somebody when they were returning from a battlefield. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said that he's not going to give this person any charities anymore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a Quranic verse narrated, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفُرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. So ask to pardon and to forgive. Don't you like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon you and to forgive you? So Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, yes, I would love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon me. And he changed her mind and he started giving charity to that person again. So what we can use, how we can use this in our life? So we pardon and we forgive others. Because when you forgive others, when you pardon them, you're going to have the upper hand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that. And even there's another story about when one of the slaves was pouring water on one of the scholars. So, it looks like the water went all over the body of that scholar. So the slave, and the scholar looked at that slave and angry. So the slave reminded the scholar of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran about al-afw, pardoning, and he was able to pardon the slave. And not only that, he was asking, even if you could be more generous, he said, yes, I'll be generous and I will set you free. This is how the scholars, how the Muslims could learn from the name al-Afu and following the examples of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was mistreated with an Arabian that he pulled his neck and told him, give me money from what you have, that's not yours or not your father's. In a very tough way. So Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him. Told him, yes, I'm going to give you, but I need to get revenge of what you, how you treated me. He said, no, you are not going to. So he said, why? He said, well, because I know that you pardon. I know that you forgive. And this is what the companions of the Prophet ﷺ used to do, to follow the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ forgave the Jewish lady who put poison in his food. And one of the companions passed away. But that food spoke to the Prophet and told him that it poisoned by the way of Angel Jibreel, and he was saved. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ pardoned the man that who made magic on him. And Prophet Muhammad ﷺ pardoned Abdullah ibn Ubay, the hypocrite, that even when he died, he wanted to pray on him. And Prophet Umar ibn Khattab was telling the Prophet not to do that and insisting. Umar ibn Khattab was insisting that the Prophet Muhammad should not pray on Abdullah ibn Ubay, the hypocrite. And the Prophet Muhammad is moving toward the prayer. And it was almost immense resistance from Umar ibn Khattab telling the Prophet not to pray on him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Umar, stay away from me, I'm going to pray on him. And even if I do that more than 70 times, I will pray on him. Then later, with a reverse verse in the Quran, showing that it asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to pray in the hypocrites anymore. Ali ibn Abu Talib, when he was killed, or when someone attacked him, he asked about the person who attacked him. So when they got him under custody, they say, treat him well. And if I stay alive, either I forgive him or I take revenge from him. But if I die, just as he did to me, just do to him. Also, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when he was in the market one time, and someone stole his money. And everybody around him was cursing that person who stole Abdullah ibn Mas'ud money. And even cursing him that Allah may cut his hand. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud say, no, don't curse him. And he prayed for that person who stole his money. And he said, to Allah, if he needed this money, bless him with it, and made that last time he will steal money. And if he didn't need it, just forgive him, and also made that last time he will commit such sin. So if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you or to pardon you, you need to pardon each other. You need to forgive each other. Because you're pardoning your brother, or anybody, is not going to go without any reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it. Allahumma inna na'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik wa bi ma'afatika an 'uqubatik wa na'udhu bika mink anta kama athnayta 'ala nafsik. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa 'afina wa'fu 'anna. اللهم عافنا واعف عنا. اللهم عافنا في أبداننا. اللهم عافنا في أسماعنا. اللهم عافنا في أبصارنا. اللهم عافنا بقدرتك وأدخلنا في رحمتك. اللهم أنت العفو عن الزلات السميع للدعوات. نسألك أن تمنحنا عيون البصيرة حتى نعفو عمن أساء إلينا ونرحم أهل البلاء وينكشف لنا سر القضاء فنرضى عن حكمك كيف تشاء. أشرق على قلوبنا نور عفوك وبرحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.